I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wane from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Ethan from Cape Town. You are listening to Try with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to yet another edition of Try with Coach Parry. My name is Brad, and we've got our triathlon coach, Rudolf Nordeer, with us once again. Rudolf, welcome back. Nice to touch base once again.
Hi there, Brad. Thanks for having me again.
No stress, mate. Let's talk. We talk some swimming today, and it's a question that popped up in our forums on coachparry.com. I think it's a great question because I think it's something a lot of people struggle with. Most of us who are training for triathlon spend most of our time in the swimming pool, and this question popped up saying, I'm swimming well in the pool, but as soon as I get into open water, my performances just aren't living up to what I should be doing according to my numbers in the pool. Rudolf, what can you do to improve your open water swimming performance? Is it a case of just swimming in open water as much as you can? I know for a lot of people that's not really an option, but is there anything you can do in the pool that's going to equate and sort of go across to open water swimming to improve your performance in the open water?
Yeah, so in an ideal world, we like to be able to train open water once a week or twice a week, depending on where you live and the availability of the water. But people need to remember that swimming open water and in a pool, your strokes are completely different, because in an open water setting, there is 50, 60, 100, how many ever people around you. You can't have your normal natural swimming stroke. And also, there's not a black line to guide you nicely. So you have to look up. Your stroke changes as soon as you look up. You need to sight for the buoys. If there's wind, there might be waves. If you're swimming in the sea, there's also waves. So there's a lot of factors to take into account. So your swimming pool stroke and your open water stroke will definitely be different. So the ideal setting would be to train in open water, but I know that's not difficult. But what you can do at your local pool or with the training squad that you are, or if you're just a few mates training, is try and simulate a racing type of simulation set. So let's say if you're swimming in a 25 meter pool, swim three guys in a lane, 25 meters, sprint a few, and then just swim a few lengths easy, three in a lane, so that you are used to someone hitting you every now and again, or you can't do your stroke fully and correctly like you normally would, so that you can simulate being in a race, people hitting you, there's waves and all of that. So the best thing to do is try and simulate what you can, but ultimately swimming open water would be the best advice that I can give you.
Yeah, Rudolf, and it's interesting. I mean, you spoke about having people around you and that sort of thing, but often, and I'm probably a good example of this, the only time I ever swim in a wetsuit is in races, because I generally only do my swimming in a pool, in an indoor pool, and then I get to a race, and that makes a big difference too, having a wetsuit on as opposed to not.
Yeah, the wetsuit also, it constricts your body a lot in the wetsuit. I know there's a lot of top brand wetsuits. If you get the top brand, the wetsuit is thinner around the shoulders, but you still, if you are a natural swimmer, you still feel it. And also, even if you are not a natural swimmer, you can still feel the extra buoyancy, but your shoulders normally get a lot tired and a lot sore quicker than what you're swimming. So ideally also, you can every now and again swim in the swimming pool with your wetsuit, but also do it short, sharp sessions, and remember to rinse your wetsuit straight after swimming in the pool, because the chlorine eats the rubber, and you don't want to spend 5-6 grand on a wetsuit every other month just because you're training in it. If you are fortunate and you have two wetsuits, you can use your old wetsuit as your training wetsuit. So swim once a week in your wetsuit in the pool, whether it be in the gym or outside pool with your mates, swim in your wetsuit so you get used to it. And then also, like race simulation, three in a lane every once in a while, hit each other, grab feet, just play around, have a little fun. And it is race simulation, because it will happen in a race that someone might grab your feet or dunk your head, and then you get flustered because this never happened to you before. But if you do it in your training in a fun kind of way, you know, oh, listen, I've been through this, it's not so bad, let's just carry on as we were.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rudolf, as always, great to catch up. Don't forget, if you need help with your triathlon journey, be sure to check out our online training platform. Head over to coachparry.com/triathlon. We've got training programs from beginner sprint right through to advanced Ironman. You can get access to all of our training programs now, plus access to Rudolf and the rest of our coaches. There's strength and conditioning programs in there and a whole lot more as well. Just head over to coachparry.com/triathlon. You'll get access to our very easy to use iOS and Android mobile app as well, and you get all your training and your coach in your pocket. So go check that out, coachparry.com/triathlon. Until next time, from myself, Brad, and Rudolf, it's cheers.
Cheers, Brad. Thanks for having me.